Besides his contingent of Texans, President Bush also is bringing to Washington, D.C. a new way of speaking. Commentator Molly Ivins has been listening to his speeches for many years.
I am here to increasify your understanding of the problem between George W. Bush and the English language. The main thing about George W. and English is that he often speaks words that resonate only after deep analyzation. For example, he has identified the growing problem that more and more of our imports are from overseas. I believe the Grecians, the Timorians, possibly even Canada, which is one of our most important neighbors to the north, will be hopefuler after President W. Bush has lowered the terriers and bariffs. This is not to mention that he will make the pie grow higher and cause wings to take dream. Now that he is in the incumbency, it will lead to a foreign-handed foreign policy and the forethought of our thinking. It is particularly helpful that he thinks we should encourage energy exploration in Mexico so we won't be so dependent on foreign oil. And speaking of oil, natural gas is hemispheric. Bush likes to call it hemispheric in nature because it is a product that we can find in our neighborhoods. Is our children confused yet? Another issue is the tax cut, which Bush sees as an antidote to recession, but it could be held hostile by Congress. Some people believe Bush speaks in a subliminal way, but that woman who said he had dyslexia, he never interviewed her. Don't misunderestimate him. He understands the emotionality of the issue, and he preserves. The bad news is that Bush also speaks Spanish. We know this because when he is in South Texas, he says the same two sentences every time before they cue the mariachis. Not long ago, he knowledgeably informed us that Mexican Independence Day is el 16 de septiembre. As to translate, he replied the 15th of September. Unfortunately, it is the 16th. So, the bad news is, he's bi-ignorant. But if you preserve, you will soon be able not to miscalculate him when he gets his tongue so tangled in his eye teeth, he can't see what he's saying. So, I just want to say to all of y'all, bye good, welfare. Wishes best.
The comments of Molly Ivins, a nationally syndicated columnist with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.